Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year on the air covering the latest in consumer tech. Gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Delighted that you've tuned in. And of course, anytime we can answer any consumer tech related question for you, you don't have to wait till you hear the next broadcast or stream or podcast or whatever. You can call 24/7. Our toll-free number, good anywhere in North America, and that's 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, anytime. Even better, we love it when you use the free Into Tomorrow app and participate that way, because you sound like you're right here with us in the studio. And then we'll get you on the very next show and answer that question or appreciate that help for another listener that you're offering. Whatever the case, we just want to hear from you and hear you on the air. Again, anytime at your convenience. Our next guest is with a global route optimization software technology company. Boy, that's a mouthful right there. But he's the co-founder and VP of operations for a company called Route4Me. And he is George Shigalev. George, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell me about the company Route4Me, and then let's get into how you do what you do helps us as consumers.
Absolutely. Route4Me is a cloud-based solution that empowers small businesses to compete better in the last mile. What does that translate to the consumer? It translates to the consumer that when you're getting packages or service or virtually anyone who comes to you, that you can do it more efficiently and more transparently. Because as the world is changing over the last, 5 years and now post-COVID even more, people expect people to come to them. They don't want go to business. They want business to come to them. So our platform empowers businesses to do it in the most efficient way. So they don't have to buy more trucks. They don't have to get more people on the road. Can do it more efficiently and, more importantly, more transparently, so the consumer knows exactly when the person's coming, where they are on the road, what time they're going to be there, and get a confirmation of completion of service or delivery and so on.
So do you basically compete then with the likes of FedEx and UPS and, for that matter, Prime and that kind of thing? I mean, I'm trying to get a picture as to what it is that you do. Or does Route4Me pretty much work with individual businesses that have a fleet of trucks that are out delivering things?
Correct. We do not compete with FedEx, UPS, Amazon by any means. We are a software solution that empowers small businesses as well as enterprise to be with a software piece to make them more efficient and more transparent to the consumer.
Gotcha. So basically what's happening then is, I guess, in the morning, somebody can load a truck and then your software will then start the route situation where it shows we're having a huge thunderstorm here in Miami. Tis the season. So if you see a glitch or hear the thunder, you'll know why, in spite of a soundproof studio. Not so soundproof when it comes to Mother Nature. But then your software would then, I'm assuming, take all the addresses and show the best routes because they perhaps have very many multiple deliveries. And rather than be what I used to call an old star salesman, you know, go here and then here and then here and then back here again, you know, which is not only wasting time and fuel and everything else, but now we'll route them to start at one point and take care of all the deliveries. Is that basically what you do?
That's more or less correct. I mean, look, businesses, a lot of times you may have 5 drivers, 10 drivers, or maybe even 100 drivers.
Yeah.
You need to figure out which set of customers or packages the person's going to be taking onto the truck and in what sequence they're going to be delivering. Our system can automatically do it in just a few seconds and tell the driver or the company which truck is going to take what package and in what sequence they're going to deliver it. And furthermore, communicate it to the end consumer when they can expect a delivery. And furthermore, we take into consideration many business rules, such as priority, for example, highly perishable item, a specific time window when it needs to be delivered by. Mm-hmm. So if the consumer is expecting it by 11 o'clock and they paid a premium for it, our system will take that into consideration, take into consideration traffic, weather, where you, you know, when you're delivering in a rainy condition,
yeah,
your performance generally drops. So we take a lot of these business rules and real world conditions into consideration when we're planning routes.
Boy, it does sound like there are several big challenges to logistics. It's not just the routing, as you mentioned, it could even be weather. And if you can take that into consideration, then you're routing drivers around anticipated thunderstorms or whatever the case, or if they have perishable items, as you say, and there might be a very short delivery window, you've got to know that and get them there first.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of conditions that, you know, as many people have said, a lot of times people have been operating on territory-based routing, which has been more, you know, very popular over the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years now. But the difference is that in this day and age, you can't predict density of stops in a specific area for any day. For example, northern part of New Jersey could be super busy today, but tomorrow we could be 70% busy.
Hmm.
Because the consumers just didn't order as much. But South Jersey is trending for whatever reason. So the thing is, doing the whole territory routing, and then you have to start flexing, and then you have to start doing many different things that are going to be shifting drivers and packages between drivers. Our system does all of that automatically and simplifies not just being in the field, but also the route planning process, because it's a very complicated process. And most large organizations, they have many people that are doing this. For small businesses, it was not realistic to do it. So when we started the company at this point, 11 years ago, we tried to find a solution that would be suitable for a small business owner, for example, and there was just nothing out there. There were companies that wanted to charge $250,000, which was not realistic for a small business owner to purchase. So we released a self-service, easy-to-use platform that empowers small businesses to compete, and as well as giving larger organizations access to the same tools so they can be not dependent on the internal tools or whatever it is that they do, and to use our platform that is empowered by hundreds of thousands of drivers every day in the field.
And at the risk of giving up your secret sauce, you know, I'm wondering, how is it that your software can take all these things into consideration? I mean, it's one thing to maybe connect it to a weather site for your area or these territories or something like that. But you brought up a lot of challenges that obviously your customers have to deal with. How is it that you're able to combine all of that? You know, whether North Jersey is busy today versus South Jersey, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so The way we look at it is, when we started the company, there were several companies that provided the service, and we could have licensed their technology, but we realized that a lot of those companies had shortcomings, so we developed our own. We built our own routing engine, which we have PhDs that are subject matter experts in a specific field, tenured at universities that work for us. These people are, you know, brilliant teachers as well as the subject matter experts, and they help us build the platform, the routing engine part of it. Take into consideration all the data such as traffic, weather. Well, there's many platforms that you can purchase current weather, and you can purchase the predictive weather modeling, and then you can take that all into consideration, and then you can adjust the service time, how long you're going to be actually visiting a location versus also traveling. Traveling is, you know, if you're in New York, which I am, traffic is the big problem.
Yeah, I mean, lately maybe it's a little more predictable with fewer people in the city. But, you know, when we're out of the pandemic and we're back to whatever normal is, you've got to be working on those things, which kind of brings me to another point. How vital has route optimization been during the pandemic? I mean, are there different things that you've had to deal with?
Absolutely. It's been critical since, you know, when the whole pandemic was starting, I was very surprised this was happening. I mean, all of us were surprised. Yeah. And I didn't know what it was going to have impact on our business. At first, you know, we had to be conservative. We planned for the worst. But we spiked because thousands more deliveries were happening every hour. We have hundreds of businesses coming to us every week purchasing, asking us to teach them how to do deliveries. And we had to do webinars helping small businesses as to, you know, this is how you take the order. This is when you do a cutoff for the order. You can't be receiving orders at 9 o'clock in the morning when you're supposed to start delivering. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to complete the routes. So there's, you know, a lot of businesses. The way I see it, COVID is a catalyst. It increased the velocity when some businesses jumped into delivery or increased their delivery presence. When you have, you know, one truck or one delivery guy and you have 20 packages you need to deliver, you probably can just use our mobile app or, you know, just kind of just trust the driver, make the decision. But once you start to grow and you're getting to, you know, 60, 100 deliveries, and then you're getting into 250, you have multiple drivers. That's where the nuances and it becomes difficult to make those decisions efficiently. And the thing is, most of our customers that come to us, they save between 20 to 30% in a delivery cost. So our software does not actually cost anything to them because it pays itself off in just several days.
Gotcha. Well, where do you see the whole delivery optimization logistics world headed into tomorrow, if you will? What can you predict where we're going, notwithstanding pandemic and back to normal? obviously, you've got a good business plan going, but where do you see this whole logistics business happening into tomorrow?
Of course. Look, I think the last mile is going to become bigger and bigger over the next 5 to 10 years. I think we're going to get more consumers become more comfortable shopping online, from groceries to medicine and so on. Because look, I did not shop for groceries before COVID online. I just went into the supermarket. I got my stuff.
I'm the same way, because why would you? I mean, a lot of people did because it was convenient. I didn't want to pay the extra charges and have to wait for it. If I want something, you go get it. It hasn't been that easy. So good point that more and more people perhaps are going to continue to do the online shopping and have deliveries after things get back to normal.
Right. Is it perfect? It's not, but it's getting better. And at this point, even right now, I feel a lot more comfortable going outside and shopping by all means, but I still order groceries online because I just gotten accustomed to it and used to it. And I think that the market's going to shift to that more and more. My parents shifted to that. Medicine now comes via delivery. So it's been very, the market is shifting towards delivery. I think that small businesses need to be more conscious that even though COVID, you know, may not be as affecting their businesses as much today, because, you know, countries hopefully recovering and economically and so on, but it doesn't mean that the shift is not there. Yeah. The shift is there. People want more delivery. People want businesses to come to them, and that trend is not going to stop. And that's when you look at Amazon, they're spending billions of dollars into improving their supply chain, putting more warehouses and competing with small businesses that are present in the area. So small businesses already have a place in town. They don't need to build anything. They can just use that hub to deliver to all their customers. They don't have to wait for the customers to come to them. They just go to them. So there's definite opportunity there for small businesses to take charge now and take a good chunk of the market.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, George, because I think that's what's important. We talk a lot on this show, especially about supporting small businesses in your area.
Of course.
And this is another great example. And if they can grow and do more deliveries and take on more products, whatever the case, then hopefully it's a win-win in the long run and maybe compete with the big boys, if you will. So. Terrific. Route4me.com is where you want to go. Route for me for route planning for your small business or even a large business. And George, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Of course, we'll get everybody there if they stop by into tomorrow.com as well. And continued good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, very much, guys.
It's our pleasure. Again, Route4Me, the number 4me.com. Visit intotomorrow.com and we'll get you there. A mouse click away from George's site, you'll see what he and his team are up to. Meantime, I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.